Vaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
Una clase de inglés Vaughan no es igual que las otras clases de inglés. En una clase de inglés Vaughan el tiempo se optimiza al máximo. Cada minuto cuenta para tu empresa y cada minuto cuenta para tu inglés. Es una cuestión de pura matemática. Cuanto más practiques las estructuras esenciales del idioma, más confianza tendrás al usarlas en la vida real y más eficaz serás comunicándote en inglés. En este mundo globalizado, comunicar con eficacia es un sine qua non del éxito. A través de las clases presenciales o clases de videoconferencia, Vaughan hará que marques la diferencia para tu empresa.
Más información en Barcelona en el 933-398-687, en Madrid en el 911-335-831.
Hoy en día muchos piensan que con las nuevas tecnologías ya no va a hacer falta encargar traducciones profesionales. Pues yo creo que no. Yo sigo viendo barbaridades por ahí cuando se intenta traducir con máquinas. Encontré hace poco que el Centro Botín, es decir, de la Fundación Botín, creo, es traducida como Loot Center, o sea, centro de saqueo. ¿Botín? ¿Saqueo? Bueno, pero yo creo que no. El casco antiguo de una famosa ciudad española se traducía como Historic Helmet. ¿Casco? También se puede decir yelmo histórico, como dice la máquina. Helmet, yelmo, casco, ¿qué más da? Hasta en los restaurantes de más prestigio se pueden encontrar joyas gracias a la tecnología traductora. Peppers with beautiful, o sea, pimientos con bonito. Muy hermosos serán esos pimientos, digo yo. Habitas con jamón. Fácil para la tecnología. You live with ham. O sea, tú habitas, yo habito. Todos, por lo visto, habitamos con jamón. Pues, es verdad, supongo. ¿Quién querrá vivir sin jamón? Fino tío Pepe. Thin Uncle Joseph. Bueno, sí le noto un poco más delgado al tío últimamente. Y ya lo más legendario, rape a la marinera. Rape sailor style. O sea, violación al estilo marinero. Bueno, no creo yo. Estos son ejemplos curiosos, divertidos, pero miles de escritos importantes salen de España con errores importantes. La palabra escrita lleva más la imagen de una persona o de una empresa que la palabra hablada. No se la juegue cuando se trate de traducir algo importante. Confíe en los profesionales. Confíe en Vaughan. Vaughan Translations.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Drive Time Show. It's your old friend Kyle here with the Drive Time Show for Tuesday, second day of the week. I hope you're having a good day as I adjust the camera, right? Bring myself into focus. I'm wearing a Montreal, how about that, Montreal Expos t-shirt.
Bueno, amigo.
The now defunct Montreal Expos. They are no more, folks. Well, actually, they folded about 17 years ago. Hace 17 años that this team does not exist. But we're going to talk about Jeff Bezos. The world's richest man has blasted into space. So he's in space right now, along with his brother, an astronaut named Wally Funk, and an 18-year-old student. So this is another step. Now, Richard Branson did this last week. But now it is our friend Jeff Bezos, the Amazon mogul, the Amazon founder, going into space in a new age of space tourism. If you have enough money, you can go to space, it seems. We'll talk about this and what this means and what's going on. Also, we're going to hear some music from Santana, Carlos Santana. It's his birthday today, and we'll hear one of his more popular songs, and we'll talk a little bit about that. Do you know what the difference is between a floor and a story? Have you ever heard a story? No estoy hablando de historias. So, you know, a story in a building. What is the difference between a story and a floor in a building? We're going to get to questions from listeners like you in our By Request section. We got interactive sections, news, grammar, pronunciation, history. What a show. What a show. Lots to talk about. Let's get it started. My name is Kyle Miller, and welcome to Drive Time.
Hey.
Welcome to Drive Time with Kyle Miller.
Everybody, welcome to the Drive Time Show. Thank you for connecting. Thanks for tuning in, for deciding to join us on this interesting day. And we do have lots to talk about, but let's get it started as we always do with a little un reto, a challenge for you at home. People saying, otra vez? Another challenge? Yeah, let's begin with today's warm-up gym.
The warm-up gym.
Warm-up gym.
All right, everybody, the warm-up gym. Aquí estamos. We're getting warmed up. Calentando motores. Warming up a little bit here. And we are live on Twitch today. Siempre tardo un par de minutos to set up all of the stuff. I have computers that often don't want to let me in. There's always una lucha aquí. There's always a little bit of excitement as we get things going. But we are live on Facebook today as well. In my Facebook group, it's called English with Kyle.
Ah, vale, vale.
Yeah, so you can join us on English with Kyle. You can also join us, of course, on Twitch. On Twitch, everybody, on the Grupo Vaughn Twitch feed. Well, actually, Vaughn Radio Twitch feed as well. So take your pick, folks, and welcome. Come on into the studio, and let's get things started with a little bit of translation as we jump into the warm-up gym. Okay. Si yo supiera su nombre, le llamaría. Claro. Si yo supiera su nombre, le llamaría. If I knew his name, I would call him.
Oye.
If I knew his name, si yo supiera su nombre, le llamaría. If I knew his name, I'd call him. ¿Crees que soy una persona seria? Oye, ¿crees que soy una persona seria? Tino, what do you think? Tino has no comment. He says, no comment. No digo nada, he said. ¿Crees que soy una persona seria? Do you think I'm a serious person? Do you think I'm a serious person?
Claro.
Bueno, eres una persona muy intensa. Pero muy intensa. Hombre. You're a very intense person. Yeah. You're a very intense person. Muy intensa. A very, very intense person. Okay. Habla con mi mujer. Ella te lo dirá. Ya sabes. Talk to my wife. She'll tell you. Ella te lo dirá. Talk to my wife. She'll tell you.
¿Qué pasa?
Is that my wife? Was that my wife, Tino? My gosh. Bueno, si tú lo dices. Okay. If you say so. Si tú lo dices. If you say so. If you say so. Ahora bien, ¿dónde estábamos? Now then, Where were we? ¿Dónde estábamos? Where were we? Where were we? Where were we? Where were we? So now, imagine this. If I say, where were we? And you say, Kyle, what do you want to know? So this forces you to put it into an indirect question. I want to know where we were. Where we were. Now, if you're at home, si tú estás en casa, and you're watching this on Twitch, there are a bunch of people joining the party on Twitch right now, enjoying it. Leave a comment, by the way, if you're there, or you could be, if you use Facebook, you can join as well. I'm live on Facebook. English with Kyle is the free group on Facebook. I want to practice this pronunciation. I want to show you visually. Look at my lips. Where were we? It's not it's not like guel. Good. If I say would, look at how I make an O with my lips. Wow. Wowee.
Good.
Exactly. Which world war was the worst world war? Tino? Which world war was the worst world war? ¿Qué guerra mundial fue la peor guerra mundial? ¿No? Which world war was the worst world war? World War One? Was World War One worse? Tino says no, World War One wasn't worse. Was it? Some people are saying, yeah, Kyle, World War One was worse. World War One was the worst world war. That's a lot of W's, isn't it? Wow. The W sound. Okay? So the sentence was, ahora bien, ¿dónde estábamos? Now then, where were we? Okay. Estábamos con el condicional. We were with the conditional. Wow, we were with the conditional. We were with the conditional. It's true. Ah, sí. ¿Y qué harías si yo te apuntara con una pistola? That's right. Now, what would you do if I pointed a gun at you?
Al ataque!
Exactly. What would you do? What would you do if I pointed a gun at you? That's the second conditional. That's my favorite conditional, guys. Right? The second conditional. That's right. What would you do if I pointed a gun at you? Me pondría a temblar. I would start shaking. Me pondría a temblar. I would start. Me pondría. I would start shaking.
Qué susto.
Yeah. I'd start shaking. ¿Tendrías miedo de mí? Would you be afraid of me? Would you? Would you be afraid of me? I hope not. Olivia says, hello. People are writing in on Twitch. Join the fun on Twitch, guys, if you're not here yet. The action is over there on Twitch and also on Facebook. Okay, Facebook, the group is called English with Kyle, because that's what it is. It's English with Kyle. And then it's also on Twitch, Vaughn Radio. Rafael says, what would you do if I pointed? Now, if I pointed, be careful, if I pointed, because it's a second conditional. You have to go back one step in tense. He says, would you be? Hace falta el verbo, to be. Tener miedo, to be. We don't have afraid. We are afraid. Would you be afraid of me? ¿Tendrías miedo de mí? Would you? ¿No serías capaz de semejante cosa? You wouldn't be capable of such a thing. Eso es. Bueno. Capaz de semejante cosa. Such a thing. You wouldn't be capable of such a thing. No serías capaz de semejante cosa. Capable of. Capable of. Mm. Kyle Guzman's in the house. We have another Kyle here, Tino. It's great. Kyle Guzman, and he gets a lot of answers right. Well done, Kyle. Tita Mari says, would you be scared of me? Would you be scared or, scared of me? Would you be afraid of me? Yeah, you could say afraid of or scared of. Hmm. Scare of. Scared. Scared with the D. Ah, there. We're sort of rizando el rizo a little bit. Scared of, afraid of. Ah. You know, they're essentially the same. You know, English teachers always look for differences. What's the difference? And, oh my God, I need to go look in the dictionary to find the difference between scared and afraid. The reality is, they're basically the same. If you use the word frightened, eso es más asustado, es temporal. It's temporary. Temporary. Temporal. Temporary. Asustado. Right? I'm afraid of snakes. I'm scared of snakes.
Ooh.
Exactly. Scared of snakes. But now there are no snakes in here, I don't think. But if a snake came in, I would get frightened.
A lo mejor te interesa miedo.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. If a snake came in, I would be frightened because I'm afraid of snakes and I would be confronted with one. So that temporary sensation of fear would manifest itself in me and I would be frightened. But I'm always afraid of snakes when there's a snake nearby, when there isn't a snake, when I'm awake, when I'm asleep. Just like Tino, he's afraid of sharks, right, Tino? Tiburones. Yeah. But you know, sharks are only, you know, we as humans, we invade their space. You know, this is the problem. The chances of you getting attacked by a shark are very low. Very, very low. Right? It's almost insignificant. The chance of you getting attacked by a shark. Sharks are scared of people. You know, you go into their territory and they're surprised to see you there, then maybe they bite you. Maybe they attack you. But only because you're invading their territory. You know, like if I was in my house and someone came into my house, I would have to, you know, and I didn't know what it was going to do. A bear was in my house. I might feel like I had to attack the bear to fight it off, right? Because it's in my house.
Come here!
Exactly. But now imagine you're a a shark. You jump in the water, you're invading his territory. Tú estás ya en casa del tiburón. Right? So that's the thing. Animals, for the most part, are more afraid of us than we are of them. And that's true for sharks as well. Except for snakes. I don't trust snakes. They jump out of trees, right? They're crazy. They're stealthful. And they want to... Snakes, sometimes, they're tricky. They're trying to... Yo no me fío. Yo no fío. No, no fío en los serpientes.
Is that...
I don't trust them, right? I don't trust snakes. Okay? I don't trust them, but anyway, sharks. Well, I don't really trust sharks either, but I think sharks mean less harm than snakes. That's all I have to say about that. Anyway, folks, it's time to move on to a new section. I keep saying new. It's maybe not so new anymore. We've been doing it for almost 2 weeks now, but this is a lot of fun. It's an interactive section. So if you're listening on the radio, like most of our listeners here, wonderful. Thank you. If you're on Twitch, you can hear this as well. If you're live on Facebook today, then you may have a problem. You may have a problem hearing this track, which is only over the radio. So I apologize for that. But everywhere else you can hear this. Let's get into it. It's a section we call What's Going On.
What's going on? You've got some attitude.
All right, we got all kinds of stuff. The people on Facebook are saying, Kyle, what is happening? We can't hear the music. We were listening to, what was it, Marvin Gaye? What's going on? And that's our little jingle here. Little jingle. Okay, we're going to hear this track, and I want you to comment if you are on Twitch. Write in, comment, tell me what is going on. Let's hear it.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, we're going to call it a day. I will have very specific instructions for you tomorrow. And as always, please refrain from discussing the case until then. And I will see counsel in my chambers now. Adjourned.
Well, you know, I think what we might start doing is bringing Tino in on this. Wouldn't that be good, Tino? Someday, otro día, you can participate in this and you can tell us what you think is going on. But maybe people at home can write in and tell me what is going on. Harold says that she is in a court. Harold says she's in a court. All right. I think we should hear it now. That is true. That is true. Okay, that is true. Harold has that's a correct comment. She's in a court. So who is speaking? What are the circumstances? And what is she saying? Let's hear it one more time.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, we're going to call it a day. I will have very specific instructions for you tomorrow. And as always, please refrain from discussing the case until then. And I will see counsel in my chambers now. Adjourned.
Okay. So she says, ladies and gentlemen, let's call it a day. We've talked about this expression before, to call it a day means to end the day. Let's finish there. Let's call it a day. Ladies and gentlemen, let's call it a day. Let's finish. Ahí acabamos. And she says, we're gonna end there. And she's telling people to go home. And she's saying that she is asking counsel, so the legal counsel, so in other words, the lawyers, los abogados, she's saying, I want to talk to you in my quarters. So she's saying, quiero hablar con vosotros aquí ahora, o en mi sala, or whatever, in my room. But we're going to call it a day. Let's hear that one more time.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, we're going to call it a day. I will have very specific instructions for you tomorrow. And as always, please refrain from discussing the case until then. And I will see counsel in my chambers now. Adjourned.
So please refrain from. To refrain from means please do not. So if I say refrain from smoking, it means don't smoke. Please refrain from smoking. Please do not smoke. Okay? Refrain from discussing the case. Please avoid discussing the case. Don't talk about the case. Refrain from, plus ing, refrain from discussing the case. I will have further whatever it was. I will have further comments on this tomorrow or something like that. I can't remember exactly. Okay. So we have people writing in. Now, Maria Rosario somehow is hearing this on Facebook, and that's good. She says, let's call it a day and to refrain from. Correct. Juan Connor says, are they going to have some drinks? I don't think so. But no, this is, this was actually from the American television series Better Call Saul, which is a prequel to the Breaking Bad series. And they're in court. And Saul Goodman, the lawyer, has played a little trick in the courtroom where he had his witness actually sit in the back. And the person who was on trial or who claims to have seen the witness said, oh, yeah, I saw this person. And then he said, no, well, I have news for you. The actual witness or the actual person you claim you saw is not this person. It's someone sitting in the back of the courtroom. And the judge gets angry and the judge says, okay, we're adjourned. Let's call it a day. And she is scolding him for his behavior. But that's a very American accent. Absolutely. So anyway, that was today's What's Going On. We are going to take a break. But actually, before our break, we have another challenge for you. Another challenge? Yeah. Let's get into it, guys. It's called the Twitter Translation.
Twitter Translation.
All right. Twitter Translation. I'm going to give you a sentence in Spanish, and you can tell me in English. Okay, you tell me this one in English. If you want to participate, Tino, how can they find me on Twitter?
Find me on Instagram and on Twitter. I'm Kyle Miller. E-M-A Kile Miyad.
All right, the sentence today, tráemelo para que lo pueda echar un vistazo. Tráemelo para que lo pueda echar un vistazo. Tell me how to say that in English. Write in on Twitter or on Instagram or however you want, and I will get to your comments later on in the show. We're going to take a really quick one, guys. We're going to take a short break. Para que le pueda, mejor para que le pueda, ¿no, Tino? Para que le pueda echar un vistazo. Para que le pueda, not lo pueda. Hombre, para que le pueda echar un vistazo. So people are writing in already on Twitch. You can participate on Twitch, Instagram, Facebook. We're live on Facebook right now. English with Kyle, Instagram, all these, everywhere. You can participate. We're going to take a short break, but I'll be back in just a few minutes with plenty more. An action-packed second half hour of the Drive Time Show you won't want to miss. Stay with us. Don't touch that dial.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Si los profesionales de su empresa no comunican eficazmente en inglés, su empresa no necesita clases de inglés. Su empresa necesita una solución y la necesita urgentemente. Muchas son las empresas españolas que despilfarran el dinero contratando clases de inglés a diestro y siniestro. Café para todos y resultados para nadie. Dominar el inglés requiere enfoque, esfuerzo y un plan. En Baugen Empresas tenemos un plan. Un plan hecho a medida para su empresa. No nos interesa vender clases. Nos interesa conseguir soluciones. Y para ello, tenemos un apasionado equipo de profesores formados meticulosamente en el método Vaughan. Llama al 911-335831. 911-335831. Su empresa necesita una solución y la necesita urgentemente.
Ya está aquí el Beat for Teens. El Beat for Teens es un programa de inmersión intensiva de domingo a viernes para jóvenes entre 15 y 18 años, en grupos de 6 alumnos como máximo. Mejorarán su agilidad oral y comprensión auditiva en 6 intensos días con el método Vaughan. El programa tendrá lugar en un colegio mayor e incluye alojamiento en habitación individual con baño privado, pensión completa, material didáctico de Vaughan y, por supuesto, nuestro equipo de profesores de Vaughan. Llámanos al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Repito, 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com. Beat for Teens, de Vaughan.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura tres meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughn. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class. And the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughn teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at GrupoVaughan.com.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
Si tienes hijos entre 4 y 14 años y vives en Madrid, esto te interesa. Este año vuelven los Urban Camps. En los Urban Camps, tus hijos hablarán inglés durante todo el día, sin dar una sola hora de aburridas clases. Aprenderán con juegos y talleres diseñados por nuestro equipo de profesores Vaughan. Cada día con un tema distinto. Crazy Science, un viaje espacial, artes escénicas. Y mientras ellos aprenden inglés divirtiéndose, vosotros, papás y mamás, podréis seguir tranquilamente con vuestras obligaciones en esas semanas sin cole. Horario de 9 de la mañana a 5 de la tarde con posibilidad de ampliación. Comenzamos la última semana de junio y podrás reservar las semanas que necesites hasta final de julio. Los Urban Camps tendrán lugar en diferentes colegios de la Comunidad de Madrid. Así podrás escoger el que mejor te venga. ¿A qué esperas? Llámanos al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate de todas las opciones que te ofrecemos. Repito, 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com. Los Urban Camps de Vaughan. Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
Santana today in our music section. Carlos Santana, who celebrates his birthday today. And let me see, how old is Carlos? I'm going to have to Google that. Someone will have to Google it. My computer isn't, I've got too many screens occupied and I can't even get to my Google. But it's Carlos Santana's birthday today. And this was the song that he did a duet with a guy named Rob Thomas from the band Matchbox 20, who wrote this song, along with another songwriter and a producer who had worked with all kinds of famous artists. And they were looking for a hit, and they got one with this one. Came out on the Carlos Santana album called, or simply the Santana. It was known as simply Santana. The album's called Supernatural. And this was in 1999. And the producer said, I went up to the office to hear what they had and see what they were going for. I heard a Dave Matthews song, a Wyclef song, heard a couple of other tracks, and I realized that that wasn't the type of track. I heard Santana playing guitar on a song called Black Magic Woman. And I went home and I wrote this track on guitar with all the arrangements. And this was actually Rob Thomas saying that. And so he went and he presented the concept to Carlos Santana. And a lot of the lyrics are actually written by Rob Thomas about his wife at the time. who's Puerto Rican. And so there are some Spanish lines in there that aren't because it was Carlos Santana playing, but it was because he was writing, Rob Thomas was writing these lyrics with some Spanish language references for his wife, who was Puerto Rican. Anyway, there you go. That went to number one in the U.S., number three in Britain back in 1999, so 22 years ago now. Wow, it doesn't seem that old, does it, Tino? 22 years for that song. It was a big hit, though, wasn't it? It was a big hit here, too, right? Everywhere. I think everybody knows this one. Anyway, okay. We're going to move on, everybody. That was our music for today. But it's time for our expression. Expression of the day. All right, expression of the day. We got Rafael says, I think he was born in 1947. Talking about Carlos Santana. That could be right. That sounds about right. So that would put him at, 74? 74, 75 years old? Today's expression is the icing on the cake. Icing is like glaseado. No? El glaseado. Tino, do you like cake? Tino doesn't like cake. That's kind of strange. I don't know if I trust people who don't like cake. Es un poco raro, no? Tino says, no, I don't really like cake. Little Tino, I've known Tino for 10 years, but I still keep learning new facts about him. He's a man of mystery. He does not like cake. Yeah. He prefers bacon. All right. So, but if you have cake, now I'm not talking about pie, tarta de manzana, pie, apple pie. Pie is different from cake. Pie, in my view, and I was going to say I'm not an expert, but I kind of think I am an expert when it comes to cakes and pies. It's kind of my thing. A pie has a savory crust, una masa, right? Salado. But inside is often a sweet filling, apple pie, cream pie, whatever kind of pie you want, coconut cream pie, banana cream pie, apple pie, blueberry pie, strawberry pie, peach pie, whatever, crust on the outside. Cake is more like bizcocho, es tarta pero en plan más bizcocho, right? Typically a uniform texture. Now, you can, of course, cut that and layer it with cream inside or icing, which is like glaseado, throughout the layers of the cake. Now, that's cake, people. That's cake.
Comemos lo que podemos.
And we eat what we can. So there's the difference between cake and pie. People often ask me that question, and I appreciate it. But we have the glaseado, which is that sweet stuff. So if you love the cake, you said, oh, the cake was good. And then there's icing, además. You're like, oh my gosh. Que rico. Right? Tina says, holy cow. It's so delicious. The icing on the cake is something that makes the cake even more delicious. So the expression, the icing on the cake, is something that takes something that's good and makes it even better, aún mejor. So imagine your football team is winning. And they're winning by 3 goals. The game is almost over, but your favorite player has already scored 2 goals. And then he comes down and scores another goal. You said, oh, well, that's great. It's the icing on the cake. It's already great, but it's that little extra thing that makes it even better. That is the icing on the cake.
The more the better.
The more the better. It was the icing on the cake. It was the little extra detail, the final detail, the icing on the cake. I could say, well, my English classes were great. And the icing on the cake was that my teacher was wonderful. The method was good, the materials were good, and the icing on the cake was the teacher. Right? Fran has a question. And I'm ready to take Fran's question. Normally, I'd wait. I'd say, wait until the buy request section, but let's get into it now because Fran has a question. He says, what do you mean when you say, hey, cow? No, hey, cow. Oh, hey, no, I said, holy cow, which is like saying, Dios mío, madre mía, holy cow. Holy cow is like, oh, my gosh. Yeah. And there you have it. But that was our expression of the day. Trending topics. Trending topics. A lot of people are talking about this one today as Jeff Bezos has blasted off into space. Into space today. And the first crewed flight on his rocket ship called the New Shepard. El Pastor Nuevo. The New Shepard. Now, he was accompanied by Mark Bezos, his brother, an astronaut with a great name, Wally Funk, an 82-year-old pioneer of the space race, and also an 18-year-old student. And they traveled in a capsule with the biggest windows flown in space, offering incredible views of Earth. The New Shepard is built by Jeff Bezos. Now, you may know Jeff Bezos as the richest guy in the world, the founder of Amazon. And this new Shepard was built by his company called Blue Origin. And it's designed to serve this growing market for space tourism. Turismo. En el espacio. And the passengers included the oldest person who has been to space. And the youngest. A student named Olivier Damon. The spacecraft lifted off this morning from a private launch site in Texas. And they came back down to the desert 11 minutes later. Really? So they were only up there for 11 minutes? Now, 2 minutes into the flight, the capsule separated from its rocket and continued upward. The passengers experienced about 4 minutes of weightlessness. And they were able to unstrap themselves from their seats and float around. Floating around in space and enjoy the views of the planet below. The astronauts could be heard cheering. They go, yay, woo! Cheering, just like our folks on Twitch today, cheering, enjoying the fun, enjoying the action here on the Drive Time Show, live on Twitch here on the Vaughn Radio account. Now, back in the 1960s, now, excuse me, this is a female, Wally. I didn't realize Wally was a female, but Wally is a female. And she was a member of a group of women called the Mercury 13, who went on tests, but they did not go into space. And Jeff Bezos says, Wally can outrun all of us. During Mercury 13, she was better than all the men, and I can guarantee that that is still true today. They reached an altitude of 106 kilometers. And then they started descending. So they get up that high, and then they cut out, and then they drift down by parachute to a soft landing. A soft landing in the desert. After touching down, Mark Bezos said, I'm unbelievably good. Now, he had left. He had resigned as CEO of Amazon in order to concentrate on his other ventures, including Blue Origin. Right, so he said, I don't want to spend all my time focused on Amazon. I want to do other things like go to space. And he did. Now, his brother is the vice president of a charity called Robinhood in New York City. The other passenger is a son of a financier, a guy named Jos Damon, who founded a Dutch private equity company and had secured a seat on the fight. The father, I guess, had secured a seat on the flight, but was couldn't attend for some reason. Now, Branson, You remember last week I was talking about Richard Branson, who flew into space on one of his missions, on one of his private initiatives as well. Richard Branson of Virgin Galactic. But anyway, there you go. So a little bit of history being made today. Juan Connor says, the Bezos space trip is expensive, but they have given away a hat and a watch. All right. Olivia says, Kyle, can I say it's me when I'm introducing myself? Or this is... Yeah, well, I talked about this yesterday. It depends how you're introducing yourself, okay? If you go to the door, I talked about this yesterday, but yeah, when someone knocks at the door, we say, ¿Quién es? Who is it? We say, it's Olivia. But yeah, so at the door. But on the phone, you'd say, hi, this is Pedro. This is Kyle. This is Olivia, okay? But anyway, yes, getting back to our story here. Development here as people are going to space for tourism reasons. I'm sure the next one will be our friend Elon Musk. I don't know if he'll go to space himself, but he does have these private initiatives going on with his projects to go to space as well. Anyway, there you have it, folks. That's what people are talking about in the online world. That was today's trending topic.
On the same page.
All right, everybody. Our on the same page today. Once again, we're going to take a look at this book. It is called False Friends. I've been really hitting this hard for the last few weeks, haven't I, Tino? He says, ¿Estás a tope con ese libro? Yeah. And I want to talk about the word office, que no es oficio, right? Oficio is your profession or your trade, okay? Whereas office, of course, is despacho, oficina. Eso es fácil. That was easy, right? Tino says, Kyle, that was too easy. Okay? Okay, so we have... Mi hermana perdió su trabajo la semana pasada. Qué triste. My sister lost her job last week. Está prohibido fumar en las oficinas. That's true. It's forbidden to smoke in offices. Or you could say it's prohibited. I would say prohibited. To me, forbidden is more like, it's almost biblical. The forbidden fruit. Prohibited is a little bit more common. Right? Okay. Okay. Ella estudió el oficio de la peluquería. She studied the profession of hairdressing. She studied the profession of hairdressing, people. Let's look at another word. Otra. Okay, we're on page number 90. Pan. Now, in Spanish, that translates into English as bread. It's not pan. Pan is sartén. O cazuela. Cazuela. Sartén. Pan. Like this morning I cooked eggs in a pan. Did you cook anything in a pan today, Tino? Yes, he did. Did you cook eggs? No. Did you cook sausage? Yes, he did. Yes, folks, we've confirmed it. He has cooked, Tino cooked sausages today in a pan, en un sartén. Que no tiene que ver con el pan. Eso es otra cosa. That would be bread in English, right? Tengo que comprar un sartén nueva. Eso sí. Una. I have to buy a new frying pan. Mm-hmm. Cuidado. No te quemes con la sartén. Watch out. Don't burn yourself with the frying pan. Right? Don't burn yourself with the frying pan, guys.
Please.
Yeah, like the Disney character Pedro Sartén, Peter Pan. Peter Pan. All right, anyway, that one was easy, right? Okay.
Yes.
Olivia says, not me, because I ate salad because of the heat. That's a good idea. Olivia also said, and in writing, referring to introducing yourself. Yeah, in writing, hi, this is Peter. You could say, this is, when you introduce yourself, okay, in writing, just to answer some of these questions, guys. Okay. All right, guys, well done. That was, I just have to say, I was talking about this book. It's called False Friends in English That You Should Know. I really like this book. It's a good one. You can find it in the Vaughn shop, the Vaughn tienda, if you will. You can find it there. But anyway, it is time to move on. There's more to talk about, everybody.
Like, ask, make, do, go, come, take, bring.
What's the difference?
All right, what's the difference, everybody? Today, a story and floor. Story, pero no hablo de historias, ¿eh? No me cuentes historias. No. A story is like una planta del edificio. Okay? Now, we also have the difference between a story and history. Historia. So story and history. History is the true recounting or the recounting of true past events. Okay?
Tell me a history.
Yeah, that would be a mistake. It would be tell me a story. Cuéntame una historia. Tell me a story. A story, it would be like un cuento. It may be true, it may not be true. Okay? But now we have the word story, S-T-O-R-E-Y, in British English, S-T-O-R-Y, in American English, which is any level part of a building that is has a permanent roof. It could be used by people. So a floor, like this is como una planta. We're on the first story of this building. We say it's a force, but we don't normally say we're on the third story. We say we're on the third floor. Here we're actually on the first floor. But you use the word story when you're talking about the building. You say I live on a 7-story building, but I live on the 5th floor. Where are we? We're on the 5th floor. The 5th floor of a 7-story building. Right, floor, level, or deck can also be used in this sense. The ground floor, the first floor, the second floor. Story is usually used for levels above or below that level. We never say we're on the main story. He's up on the 4th story. You could say that. But what I would recommend is when you're talking about the building, to describe it as un edificio de 10 plantas. It's a 10-story building. You could also say a 10-floor building, but story sounds very nice in this case. A 10-story building. But where are we now? ¿En qué planta estamos ahora? Which floor are we on now? We're on the 5th floor. We're on the 3rd floor. We're on the 2nd floor. Okay? All right. Sounds good to me. Let's get to some questions from listeners, shall we? How about it? Let's go ahead with today's By Request.
By Request. Inglés a la carta.
All right, everybody, by request, Inglés a la carta. We have some questions today that came in through audio. I have encouraged listeners to participate by leaving me an audio file on Instagram. When you go into my account, into a chat, I'm Kyle Miller is the name on Instagram. You simply hold down the little microphone button. You talk into your phone. You leave me a question. And then you can appear right here on the Drive Time Show And we have a couple of questions from listeners that have come in over the last few days. Tino, do we have one ready? He says, yes, we do. All right, let's hear that first question.
Good morning, Kyle. This is Jaime. And I have a question, and I decided to send you a voice message because I know you like us to send you some recordings. That's why I'm doing this one. Well, my question is the following. When we use at all in a sentence, can we use it in affirmative statements as well as in negative statements? I know that in negative statements we can use it, but okay, this is my question. Thank you, Kyle.
Oh, well, that's a good question. So he's talking about the term at all, like en absoluto. I'm not aware of a rule that says you can't use it in the affirmative, but I've never heard it. I've never used it in the affirmative. So I would encourage you. I'm not saying you can't. I don't like telling you what you can't do, but I wouldn't use it in the affirmative. I would use it in the negative. I speak reasonable French, but I don't speak Italian at all. You know, nada, eh? I don't speak Italian at all. Now you can use it in the interrogative. Here, this you can do. Do you speak Italian at all? Right? Incluso un poquito, algo de italiano? Do you speak any Italian? Do you speak Italian at all? I need something to drink. Is there any water? There's no water at all left. Is there any water at all? Are there any bottles left at all? At all. If there's some, I'd say, yeah, there's a bottle. Or there are a few bottles. There is some water. There are a few bottles. Now, there were bottles of water here this morning, but there aren't any bottles left at all. So we tend to use it in the negative or in the interrogative. The negative and the interrogative. At all. Not at all. Not at all. Not at all. So in the negative and the interrogative, we don't really use it in the affirmative. That is my best answer. Okay? Now, we have more questions. If you're a Twitch user and you say, Kyle, quiero participar también aquí en Twitch. Write in on Twitch. I'll be with you and I'll be staying with you through our third half hour, which is coming up. And if you have questions, you can put them in the chat there on Twitch. Vaughn Radio is the account. You can also participate on Instagram, on Twitter. Oh my gosh, so many ways to get involved here in the Drive Time Show. And we'll listen to at least one more audio track coming up in the next half hour of the show. We're going to take a short break. We have plenty more to come. Lots more to talk about. Stay with us, folks. Don't touch that dial.
Hey, have you heard about our three mestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura tres meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughn. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class. And the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughn teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at GrupoVaughan.com.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTV a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma, píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Criminal en Google. Baugan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
Nuestro curso de inglés por